Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So Kennedy shared with us last week that she got a cat named Snowman.
Snowball was the name of the cat
Snowball.
When it came to me.
Snowball.
Yes. I'm thinking... it might not stick, but it was right now. But she doesn't really talk to me very much anyway, so.
Go
ahead. Dan.
How is Snowball adjusting to her new home?
Well, she's just in my bedroom right now because my house really isn't, nor probably will it ever be completely cat ready. Mm-hmm. But just for her to get acclimated, like I don't want to lose her in the house down in the basement or something. So just giving her time to get acquainted with the house. And I got her like a cat tree and scratching posts and toys and the most expensive litter box that's ever existed that cleans itself for me.
Oh, the Littermatic 5000.
You have no
idea. Is it the one that spins automatically?
Dude, it came over the weekend and I put it up.
Thing is incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, she seems to like it. She likes to look out the window because mm-hmm. I have huge windows in my bedroom.
But looking at all the birds she wants to kill.
Probably, but she really doesn't hang out with me a whole lot. She's not a snuggler.
And how you feeling now emotionally?
It's like having a me in the house.
This could be you in no time.
Kennedy, we brought in the experts.
Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, does this sound like your house, Heather?
That's only accurate when I bring food upstairs. They're cat food.
Oh, yeah. And she's really unmotivated by food, so I don't know what to do with her.
Tell everybody, Heather, how many cats you have?
I have 25 cats.
In your house?
Yes, absolutely.
They're indoor cats.
I've lost too many cats by letting them go outside, so I've decided to keep them all indoors. They're all vetted. They're all have shots. They're all fixed. Everything.
What are their names? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god,
that would take the whole segment.
Go through that.
How big is your house?
800 square feet.
No, right now I live with my parents, but I'm in a separate building as my parents, so I have like two floors, so they can go up and down and wherever they want to go.
What twists and turns occurred in the journey of your life that we were like 25 is the right number of cats?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I just, when my cats had kittens, I just felt that they had a better home being with me because there's too many weirdo people out there that, you know, feed kittens to snakes and whatever else. So I just felt they were better safe with me. So I kept them.
I think you should be a cat influencer. You should have a social media page and get brand deals with cat food companies and just share about your life with 25 cats.
Do you have a room that's just the cat's room that has all the things that cats need, like the tree towers and the litter boxes and whatnot? And how often are you cleaning
litter
boxes?
I want to eventually make one of those like things on the wall where they can just crawl everywhere. Yeah. That's one of my dreams, yes.
What's dating like with 25 cats?
Oh, I'm married. My husband was allergic, but now he's unallergic.
That's one way to
you
do it.
You better get on allergic zone.
25 is blowing.
Do you
my
have
mind.
Any other animals or is that it?
No, I do. I have 12 dogs and I have 6 ferrets.
What?
Yeah.
How big is your yard?
Well, I live with my parents. They have 30 acres of land.
Wow.
This is where I grew up. And
wow.
You got to understand, I grew up with a ton of animals. Like, we had raccoons. I had a skunk. We had a bull. We had, you know.
If I had that much land, I'd have all the animals.
We had everything. We had everything. So, to me, it's normal. To me, it's the more the merrier. I can handle it. And that's just normal for me.
From the 301, oh. 20 plus cats sounds like the Hemingway Museum in Key West.
That's just so much cat
yes,
poop.
That's a lot.
Who's your favorite?
Shardude.
Shardude? Why Shardude?
Yep.
What's so cool about Shardude?
He's very affectionate. He lays on me like all the time. He's very loving. He also was born 19 hours after a cesarean C-section, which is unheard of. He should have been dead. And he wasn't.
Wow.
So he's like a miracle kitty. He's 10 years old. He's a white flame point. Siamese cat. He's a beautiful cat. White and orange and blue eyes.
So 25 cats. How many dogs?
And an allergic husband.
No, he's not allergic anymore.
And a partridge. And a pear tree.
Have you ever shown them the movie Cats?
Like, I just feel like feeding them would be more than feeding yourself.
The budget.
Yeah.
What is the one piece of advice you would give to Kennedy now owning a cat?
Don't get
No, I think she needs a friend, honestly, because they do better in pairs.
Kennedy or the cat?
They
That's
really
not very
do.
Nice to say to Kennedy.
She's not wrong.
Yes to
they
all.
They do. They do better in pairs. I would just say, like, you know, pet her often, but not, like, even when she doesn't want to be petted, just pick her up anyways and pet her, but then put her right back down, because she's going to get used to that.
Okay.
You know, even if she doesn't want it, just do it, because then eventually she's going to love
I feel
it.
Like that's how I lost most of my boyfriends, but okay.
If one went missing
Hug
and
them,
you were
even if they don't want it.
And you were down to 24, how long would it take you to notice?
Daniel.
I mean, it's 25
of
them. You can't keep
I
track.
Think about, sometimes there's times at night I'll sit there and go, oh my God, I haven't seen like Phoenix in a long time. Like, where is he? And they'll like search for Phoenix. I'm like, okay, there he is.
Do you have a whiteboard like, with all their names that you can every once in a while just check on them?
Oh no, God. You know, it's funny. People are like, how do you remember who's who? I'm like, how do you remember your friends' names? Like, it's simple.
Who has 25 friends?
Who has a skunk? Did you say you had a skunk? Did you say you had
we
a skunk?
Did. We had, when I was a kid, we had a descended skunk named Flower. We
I
did
mean, we had,
of course.
Of course it's Flower. Oh my God, I love that so much. I mean, my sisters had ferrets, which all intents
I mean, we had a monkey
skunks.
When I was growing up, so I can't say
yeah, how
much.
Dare you.
Your life is fascinating.
This is
actually live audio from Heather's house right
Her
now.
Husband is a good doobie.
If they ever wanted to start an uprising, they could take over the farm.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, Heather. We needed that for Kennedy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Good luck, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Just keep petting her, though.
Thank you so much.
What's your
You're
husband's
welcome.
Name, by the way?
Saint. His name
it's
is Saint.
Ray. Yeah.
Did Ray have a choice, or did you just tell him we're getting 25 cats?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.